I am in Proverbs chapter 22. And I'm looking down at verse number 6. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, the training. Train up a child, the Bible says, in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, the training. An unfailing law of God. An unfailing law of God. We are living in times where our children need us as parents. We're living in time where we cannot make excuses why we cannot spend time with our children. We cannot make excuses why we cannot train our children according to God's law. If we do not take time right now to get down to the nitty-gritty of our children, where they are, their heart, in love, helping them to love God and to get familiar with God and to begin to be saturated with God, what's going to happen is that we're going to miss our children. We're going to fail in some generations. The Bible says, and one of the unfailing laws of God is that train up, number one, train up our children. The Bible says, the word train up, number one, is the uniqueness of this exposition, etymology of this word phrase, is it is a qual imperative. God is commanding the parent, train up your child. The Bible says, train him up. The word for the word train is a word called kanat. The word means to dedicate, to instruct. The Bible says that we are to discipline, we are to instruct, we are to discipline, we are to get our children trained. It comes to a word that talks about the idea of hedging up our children by the way they should go. It talks about their responsibility. It talks about how we teach them how to stay, and so they can be able to know all the ramification of what God is all about and what responsibility that God wants out of them, so that when they go out, they will know how to do it according to God's will. The Bible says in his unfailing law of God, train up the child in the way he should go. The word train again is kanah. Dedicate your child, instruct your children in the way they should go. I want you to look at the word go. The word go, the word called pelma. It is the instrument of speech. We train them the way we want them to go in speech, the way we want them to go in walk, the way we want them to go in life, the way we want them to go in work, vocation, education. We train them the way we want them to go, to meet that end that will bless their lives according to God in the proportion that God will give them. Train them in the way they should go. Number two, it says, and when they are old, if we train them while they are young, if we train them how to serve God, if we train them how to respect another fellow man, if we train them how to go to church, if we train them how to study the word, if we train them about God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, then when they are old, they will not depart. This passage suggests that one day kids will get older. The Bible says, and when they are old, zagin, when they become of age, the Bible talks about that when they become of age, they will have a wisdom about them. They will still be with the Lord. They will still respect and know how to teach others about the Lord. They will still have a blessing on their head because of the fact they never got away from the teaching that mom and dad hedged them about with. The Bible said when they're old, He or she will not, part of negation. They will not negotiate whether to leave that path. He or she will not depart from the teaching that was laid down, that the parent laid down for them, taught them. So many young people are not interested in church now. So many young people think the youth program in church are dull to them. So many young people, they're dating people in the world. They're not interested in dating folk in the church. So many people in the church, they sit in church service while preaching going on, not happy, not jovial. They're sitting there not with their Bibles open. They're upset with their mothers and fathers. They talk back to their mothers and fathers. They disrespect the elderly. It's because somehow, some way, moms and dads are not training their child the unfailing law of God in this area. I want you to know that you need to train your child up. You can do it. Set your children down today. Shut them down and find out from them their perspective of life. Show them how much you love them. Show them how much time you want to spend. Show them your affection. Tell them that you love them. Show them, take them somewhere. Invest in your children. Invest in them. Brag on them. Tell them the thing that they do good. And when they do wrong, don't scold them and holler. Do it in a manner of Christ-likeness so they won't be bent in their spirit. Remember now, the Bible says, train up your child in the way he or she should go. And when they get old, they will not depart. They will always come back because it's the way you train them. Till the next time, may God bless you.